This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you're singing. I know the lost position that you get into in the piece.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, freak folk, acid folk, and a unique and simplistic take on American funk and R&B. Let's start off with Doug Cream Blunt.
Thank you.
Welcome to episode 198 of A Sonic Youth. We're almost to episode 200 of the show, and to gear up towards that, in this week's and next week's show, I'm taking things off the rails a bit. We're moving outside of the admittedly very loose genre definition of alt and indie rock, and looking at some songs that are still guitar based and still rock and roll, but that came before much of the music usually played on this show. Next week, like in episode 150, I have a collection of tracks from another of my favourite genre pools, African funk and Zamrock, so make sure to look out for that. But this week, some songs that I consider as psychedelic folk, or freak folk, in fact I'd label one as acid rock, including a masterpiece by a man rumoured to be one of the few people ever to die of a marijuana overdose. Those are coming later, but first, opening the show was Doug Green Blunt with the track Whiskey Man. San Francisco's Doug Green Blunt didn't have an easy start to life. He was fatherless and involved in gangs for a period of his late teens and early 20s. But by the mid-80s, a 35-year-old Doug Blunt, that's his real name, he added the Cream later, was working as a male nurse in a San Francisco hospital. As illustrated in the documentary Cream, Blunt would walk up and down the rows of beds with his guitar, playing for the patients. When Blunt revisits the hospital later, you can tell just how loved he was. One nurse explains the sense of normality it gave patients as they'll get dressed up to go to Blunt's quote-unquote concerts. Around the same time, music teachers Victor Flaviani and his wife Laura were offering a how to be in a band class intended for high schoolers. All the sign-ups they received though were from adults, and Doug Green Blunt was one of the first to sign up. And Doug formed a band, consisting of other members of the class, Victor on vibes, Laura on bass, and Doug's sister on backing vocals. When he considered himself proficient enough at his instrument, he set out to create a record. He recorded his album at the Flaviani's home studio in less than a week, and then, for some reason, took years to release it. Eventually, it was given a limited release, and faded into perceived obscurity. But it gained significant cult appreciation, being sold for huge sums by record collectors, and influencing a number of respected musicians who were desperate to learn the full story. Eventually, the Talking Heads' David Byrne's record label Luaka Bop sought to reissue the record. They quickly got in touch with Doug and reissued the album and then organised a series of performances. The idea was for Doug to play with equally inexperienced band as he had in the original days. A group of young early teen musicians were brought in, along with filmmaker Jeffrey Hugg, plus a number of other musicians sourced from wherever Doug was playing. And they brought in Doug, now in his 60s and unable to play guitar after a stroke, to meet all these people who idolised him. They eventually found themselves playing in Moscow, Tasmania, and to a sold-out crowd in New York, where David Byrne joined him on stage. It's a beautiful story for a man who by all accounts is a lovely person. For more of the story, check out the Cream documentary on YouTube. But onto the music. I just love this album, it's perfect. On a recent 17-hour plane trip, I listened to the record back to back a good half dozen times, and have listened to it pretty much every second or third day since. It's something truly unique, amateurish and bizarre, yet super groovy and catchy. It's kind of psychedelic soul, with jazz and funk influences. The basic groove is simplistic and repetitive in the best way, and Doug's guitar is certainly unique. He cites Hendrix as his biggest influence, and that influence shows itself in the desire to have a guitar sound unlike anyone else. It's all layered with flute, marimba, and synth, to the point where some couldn't figure out exactly what was being played. It could all just be Doug, using the first three strings on his guitar. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what I'm hearing throughout the middle section of the song Fly Guy. What's evident, though, is that this guy was a genius, who could and should have been a lot bigger. There's an absolutely golden performance of Doug in the late 80s, playing a full band gig on local cable TV. And you see this dapper and charismatic man playing some amazing guitar pieces. It was hard to choose which songs to play. I most highly recommend the full album, it's one of my favourites of all time. But the more accessible Whiskey Man opened the show. Gentle Persuasion is by far the most well-known song, but I want to play the extra psyched out, I think most developed song, called Ride the Tiger. Doug plays this on that TV performance, and it's a must watch. But here's the original studio version of the song Ride the Tiger.
Just move your feet.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was the truly excellent Doug Greenblunt with Ride the Tiger. Now, into our first freak folk track. Who by? Jimmy Carter. Okay, not that Jimmy Carter, but Missouri's Jimmy Carter and Dallas County Green. And this record, first recorded in 1977 and then given a proper modern re-release in 2016, is probably the greatest piece of cosmic Americana you've never heard. Carter sourced local Missouri session musicians and farmhands to record an album full of pedal steel, sunnied harmonies, and some proper rock and roll guitar. The opening track, A Night of Love, brings to mind mid-70s Fleetwood Mac. The second track, Traveling, has more of a bluegrass country sound. It leads into the simply beautiful back porch acoustic love song, Honeydew. The album isn't let down by any of its eight tracks, but my standout is the closer, Jews. It's a proper piece of psych rock, with a killer bass line and some great guitar work, and it's a track I've got to play today. Very little else is known about Jimmy Carter. The album came with meager liner notes which thanked friends and family before reading as follows. May you find this music to your taste. Take care and may God bless Jimmy Carter.
Dinner. eat your dues on your trip that last trip rock and roll? And did you feel the change, or did you just feel strange when your brother passed it to you? And did you wake up, son, just to find yourself in a world you did not know? No, no, you began your eyes, energized number like a card in a row.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Jimmy Carter and Dallas County Green with Jews. Next up, Robert Lester Folsom. Born in the American South in the 50s, Folsom, of course, was enthralled by the rock and roll of the British invasion, but also the gospel music he heard in church and on AM radio. Folsom's parents were supportive of his music ambitions, his father buying and restoring a guitar for him. He went in on a two-track tape recorder with a friend, and in 1972, at 17, he boarded a bus to Nashville with his guitar and his tapes. The staff at Combine Music Publisher, impressed with his basic tapes, let him hang around their offices. They encouraged him to finish high school and come back with more music later. Folsom then spent a few years playing with fellow hippies in a rock and roll band named Abacus. It was this band that he got into an Atlanta studio to record his solo album. He pressed 1,000 LPs and drove around Florida and Georgia handing out the records to local radio DJs. But in the burgeoning age of disco, his lo-fi psychedelic rock didn't receive much more than a small amount of radio play, and Folsom eventually settled down into family life. Decades later, in 2009, Folsom was contacted by Yoga Records owner Doug McGowan. Eventually, his lost album was re-released, and an overjoyed Folsom had the opportunity to play live again. Alongside the reissue of that debut album, Folsom has also released new tracks and an anthology of tracks from that 70s period. The latter is where you'll find the track I want to play today. It's the mind-bending psych rock piece On and On. Was Robert Lester Folsom with On and On. Our final track this week comes from Stan Hubbs. In 1980, middle-aged, balding, legendary stoner Stan Hubbs committed himself to recording an album. It was done in a haze of pot smoke in a cabin in the Californian Redwoods, and what emerged is a psych rock masterpiece. The 100 pressings of the record, I'm sure not helped by its bargain bin looking cover, slipped into obscurity. But then Will Levere and Companion Records began researching the story, after a friend found a couple of copies in a bargain bin and was absolutely enthralled. Hubbs was the black sheep of a well-to-do academic family from Chicago. Apparently he drove a van with an airbrushed Ernest Hemingway portrait on the side. And, like I said earlier, is rumoured to be one of the few people ever to die of a marijuana overdose. Although really, it was probably just a lung infection. In a time of disco and hair metal, This album, named Crystal, stands out as something truly special. It's extremely psyched out, with heavy Sabbath riffs at some points, expensive prog rock at others, and sunny country rock too. But the real standout is a 7.5-minute acid rock masterpiece named Juggernaut. Reminds me most of 60s acid psych legend's Ultimate Spinach, with that feeling of huge space and emptiness in the recording. Then there's the outlandish vocals and the truly amazing guitar work. It's a really incredible song. So seeing us off, here's Stan Hubbs with his track Juggernaut. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.